I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. The ceasefire between Israel and Lebanon's Hezbollah militants has begun as the region on edge wonders whether it will hold. The ceasefire that began early Wednesday is a major step toward ending nearly 14 months of fighting sparked by the ongoing war in Gaza between Israel and Hamas. Israel has said it will attack if Hezbollah breaks the agreement. But AP's Joe Fetterman reports that the Biden administration is still focused on the fact that the agreement between Israel and Lebanon does not guarantee a ceasefire in Gaza.
Biden says he hopes to use the momentum from this deal in Lebanon to relaunch a last-ditch diplomatic push aimed at ending that war in Gaza. But already, Netanyahu is signaling resistance. He says that Israel will continue with its campaign in Gaza until it destroys the Hamas militant group. That does not bode well for Biden's diplomatic initiative, and it also signals continued uncertainty for the people of Gaza and the families of dozens of Israeli hostages being held there.
The ceasefire with Hezbollah calls for an initial two-month halt of fighting and requires Hezbollah to end its armed presence in southern Lebanon while Israeli troops are to return to their side of the border. AP correspondent Norman Hall reports a required transition agreement with the Biden White House has been signed by U.S. President-elect Donald Trump.
The congressionally mandated agreement allows transition aides to work with federal agencies and access non-public information. But Trump declined to sign a separate agreement with the General Services Administration that would have given his team access to secure government offices and email accounts, in part because it would require that the president-elect limit contributions to $5,000 and reveal who is donating to his transition effort. The White House says as part of the agreement, Trump's team will have to publicly disclose its ethics plan for the transition operation and make a commitment to uphold it. I'm Norman Hall.
You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Ukrainian Air Force says Russia launched 188 drones against most regions of Ukraine in a nighttime blitz, describing it as a record number of drones deployed in a single attack. It said Tuesday that most of the drones were intercepted, but apartment buildings and critical infrastructure such as the national power grid were damaged. No casualties were immediately reported in the 17 targeted regions. Russia has been hammering civilian areas of Ukraine with increasingly heavy drone, missile, and glide bomb attacks since the middle of the year. The Russian Defense Ministry, meanwhile, issued a rare official acknowledgement of its assets being hit on its own soil by U.S.-made longer-range missiles that the U.S. recently authorized Ukraine to use. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports a suspected animal rights extremist wanted for a pair of bombings in the U.S. state of California and on the run for 20 years has been arrested in Britain.
The National Crime Agency says Daniel Andreas Sandiego, one of the FBI's most wanted fugitives, faces extradition after being taken into custody Monday in northern Wales. Sandiego is charged with planting three bombs in the San Francisco area in 2003, one on the campus of a biotechnology company and the other at a nutritional products company. No one was injured. A group called Revolutionary Cells Animal Liberation Brigade claimed responsibility for the bombings, citing the company's ties to Huntington Life Sciences. Huntington was targeted by animal rights extremists because of its work with experimental drugs and chemicals on animals while working with pharmaceutical, cosmetic, and other companies. I'm Mike Hempen.
Some 80 million Americans are heading to their Thanksgiving destinations. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The TSA expects to screen some 18.3 million people at U.S. airports between today and next Monday as Americans travel to their Thanksgiving destinations. The FAA warns that there may be some travel delays because of an ongoing shortage of air traffic controllers, but most holiday travelers are getting there by car. I'm Donna Warder.
Australia's House of Representatives has passed a bill that would ban children younger than 16 years from social media. That leaves it to the Senate to take the next step in finalizing the world-first law. The major parties on Wednesday backed the bill that would make platforms including TikTok, Facebook, Snapchat, Reddit, X, and Instagram liable for fines up to $33 million for systemic failures to prevent young children from holding accounts. If the bill becomes law this week, the platforms would have 1 year to work out how to implement the age restrictions before the penalties are enforced. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.